So hello and welcome to our Secret Door to Success Masterclass call. Today we're going to dive into chapters 11 and 12. Look with wonder. Wait a minute. Yes, and catch up with your good. Oh my goodness. Welcome to my world. It's been a little chaotic. Okay, so the admin today, just wanted to remind everybody that tomorrow Mercury goes retrograde. So if your technology is being wonky, communication is being disrupted, maybe there's some disharmony, just roll with it. Just remember that we're in the time of Mercury retrograde, so some technology could be affected. And of course, our communication. So just be gentle with yourself. And I did put in our masterclass webpage the, it's about peeking into your future with Mercury retrograde. I can't remember the full title. I'm sorry, but it's in there. It's in there. And there's some tips on how to best get through Mercury retrograde. I was just sharing with Gail that yesterday I had a day off on the sofa with Magic because he wasn't feeling well. And evidently I'm not back in the groove yet. So I apologize for that. Also want to remind you again that all the recordings are on the Masterclass Central webpage and the bonuses. So please go in there and get those. Download them to all your devices so that you'll have it and you can listen back to the recordings of the classes. These classes, I'm telling you, for me, presenting them, pulling the information together, it's been intense for me. And I love it. I absolutely love it because there's so much more that is coming out of the pages than what I have read in the past. And I really love that because, you know, they're speaking to us at a different level. And we can just take that information and really start to apply it to our lives and improve our lives exponentially. So I absolutely love that. I also want to remind everybody to use your Game of Life Manifesting Playbook to write in those daily pages every day because it will support you to sustain your higher vibration of energy. It'll help you to see where that's dipping and you'll be able to take those things that are triggering that dip and transform it so that the next time that it happens, you won't be affected. Okay. So I'm just going to take a drink and a deep breath, then we'll get started with our prayer. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together as one with singular intention to reconnect with that beautiful essence of love and light that we are. Please open the way for us to release what no longer serves us, to heal the wounds and pain of trauma from our past, and overcome obstacles in our present. Please open the way for us to expand our awareness and manage our internal energy, raising it to the highest vibration of love possible. Making the manifestation of the dreams of our heart inevitable. Surround us with your diamond steel force field shield of protection filled with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, keeping us safe, deflecting negativity in all directions of time. In deepest gratitude, amen. So today's class covers chapters 11 and 12. Look with wonder and catch up to your good. These chapters dive deeper into the power of our thoughts and emotions, giving a clearer picture of expectancy and what happens with our expectancy. So first, let's look at what Florence refers to as the kingdom, being the realm of perfect ideas. So just what is this? It's the invisible space of full awareness. It's the superconscious higher self that oneness with the divinity within, oneness with the greater consciousness of love. And we now know this love we speak of is not how much we love the color blue or that we love flowers. I believe the closest we experience this love as a physical human experience is how we love our newborn baby or our pets unconditionally and with everything that we are. But even then, it's still so much more. This space of love is a greater awareness where there is no fear, no loss, no lack, no worry, no pain. Yeah, not even physical pain. I have a friend who accesses this space to overcome physical pain of her body every day. And that's how she manages living. Now, for lack of a better word, we'll call this space, a space of pure awareness, where we don't feel our body. All we feel is an awareness of an energy. There are no restrictions of body or time. You know, if you remember the original Star Trek, when Scotty would beam the people back and forth from ship to other planets or to other ships, their bodies would become that sparkly particles. Years ago, I attended an event in Denver at Joanette Crowley's house. She's the author of The Eagle and the Condor. And there were a whole bunch of us, and we were in her walkout basement, and the patio doors were open. And I was sitting on a bar stool at the bar when she began this meditation. And during this meditation, I felt like my essence had traveled outside and was floating above the grass. And I opened my eyes to see if my body was still in the room. And my body was still sitting on the bar stool, but I felt like I was outside. And I had to hold on to the bar top with one hand and the seat with the other because I was afraid I was going to fall off the stool because I wasn't feeling my body. When I closed my eyes, then I was right back outside in that awareness of being outside, not in my body. It was a very magical experience. It was amazing. But that feeling was a oneness with all that is, a oneness with the divinity within me. It was a complete oneness with the breath of God. And this confirmed for me that we're not and never have been separated from God by sin. We are the spiritual essence of the greater consciousness of God. We are a spiritual beings made in the likeness of his energetic vibration. We are love incarnate. Now, Florence teaches us that love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. Pure love consciousness is the most powerful force in the universe, and our awareness of it makes us a magnet for more of that love energy. The vibration of our love awareness crystallizes or molds into physical form that love energy as material objects and experiences. Now, I believe accessing this space of existence is where we live our heaven on earth. Being in this space of awareness, pure consciousness, as one with the divinity, we come into the realization that all conditions are perfect. When we're accessing this space of consciousness, we're able to grasp limitless possibility, true freedom, feelings of full and complete safety, no matter what's going on around us in our physical 3D world. It's from this space that we're wide awake. We're aware in the moment, in this moment in time, even though in this space, there is no time. Everything just is. And what is can now be made manifest as our external experience. Now, over 20 years ago, during a meditation, Jesus told me of the work that I'd be doing. And I may have shared this with you before. He told me how I was going to be doing meditations, writing books, teaching classes. And I said, no, because everything he told me I'd be doing sounded scary. And besides, why would anyone want to take a class that I was teaching? I had made mess after mess of my life, and I had made living at an intense level of fear an art form, for goodness sakes. I mean, really? Somebody want to take a class with me? Well, he said that that was why. Because I knew what it was to be afraid all the way to my bones. And I also knew what it felt like to overcome that fear. And that made sense. So I said, okay. And then my analytical mind, Florence calls it the reasoning mind, became engaged, and it picked apart the conversation I had with Jesus, and I went back into fear, thinking I could never do this. And not only that, I was too afraid to try. And then that night, I could hear John Denver singing Rocky Mountain High over and over and over again in my head, and he would not stop. So I got up, grabbed my journal, and wrote out, what do you want? Well, immediately, John Denver showed me a vision of him sitting on a ledge overlooking a valley. It was like the Grand Canyon, but instead of rocks being in front of him, it was just this beautiful valley. And it was the valley of life. And he told me of Jesus reminding him that he was here to sing. But he felt like I did, that no one would want to hear. And he had doubts that he was good enough. And then Jesus explained to him that the music John would be singing held the vibration of love energy, the very essence of God within each note. And as people listened to the music, it would speak to them, and their vibration would lift out of despair. It would lift out of desperation. It would lift out of feeling trapped, isolated, and alone. He said Jesus showed him how through his music, people would reconnect with the divinity within them and improve their lives. And ultimately, raise the vibration of the earth herself. And my work would bring that same healing to those who were looking for it. All I had to do was be the vessel, walk in the shoes, and God would provide the shoes, and Jesus would walk with me. John said, when I face my fear, the fear would dissolve to its native nothingness. And he was right. Florence states that the musical meditation, which is the essence of lyrics, can find no higher field. Through love vibration, the music, we're supported to access and understand the realm of perfect ideas that Florence calls the kingdom. Deepak Chopra teaches of this being our field of potentiality. Scientists write of this being the quantum field. It's no wonder we use music to support us to achieve a meditative state. It totally makes sense. And no matter what we're afraid of, when we face it, when we observe feelings of fear, we observe from the love that is our essence. And fear cannot exist in love. And as a result, when we observe the feelings of fear, they begin to dissolve back to their native nothingness. I asked Jesus if I could be done with all the fear and drama. Of course I did. He told me that that was up to me. I thought, oh, heck yeah, I want to be done with fear and drama. But what I discovered was the steps I really needed to take wasn't just to choose to be done with fear and drama. The next step was to expand my awareness, to shift into that state of oneness with the divinity, to access my field of potentiality on a consistent basis, to live my version of heaven on earth from a state of poise, where nothing moves me, where fear and anxiety outside of me does not move me. So when we go back to the state of pure awareness, pure love vibration, fear cannot exist, because the only thing that is real is the vibration of the consciousness of love. And it's from consciously choosing to be this state of awareness in this moment, from the foundation of love that is our essence, that we gain access to that poise that Florence teaches us about. It's from this state of grace that we are wide awake. We're aware. We're living in this moment of awareness where we have the power to, in Florence's words, crystallize energy into an external experience, whether that be material object or an experience. And at times, this can all be daunting, but it's so simple, really, when we take fear out of the equation. So let's observe. When we have a thought of something, say it's a thought of lack and limitation, we can all identify with not having enough money for something. Maybe it's for survival, not enough money for rent or mortgage or a car payment. That thought of not having enough money charges up an emotion, the emotion of dread and despair, embarrassment, guilt at not fulfilling our obligation, fear of losing our home or our car. And those emotions are intense. They're passionate. They're so real that we can't breathe. And our heart races, and we dive headfirst into fight or flight survival mode. Now, that's an OMG moment. And the thing is that even today, if you're not in any kind of anxiety whatsoever, you can think back to moments like that and how it felt and the emotions of it, and your body thinks you're right back there, that it just happened. That's how powerful those emotions are. And when you have this kind of experience, then the next thing you know, we've graduated from the worry of the possibility at not being able to pay our bills to the actual pain of dealing with the bill was due yesterday and there's still no money to pay it. The key here is how passionately we felt the desperation and the despair. Florence teaches us that there's a supply for every demand, that in the twinkling of an eye, circumstances can change. And she gave us several examples in these two chapters. And during her lectures and meetings, Florence would hold the safe space for her students to shift their energy out of fear to the vibration of love. She held that safe space for them to shift into that awareness of infinite possibility. She held the safe space for them to grasp the realm of perfect ideas and vibrate within the kingdom where all things are possible, because they were consciously, actively accessing their field of potentiality. And that space felt good, really good. That space was fully accepting of who her students were. There was no ridicule or criticism, no blame or guilt, and there was no judgment. And from that space, there was no repeating programs of fear from their past, because right there in that safe space, that field, the kingdom, the quantum field, the field of potentiality, right there in that space, there is no fear. There was no fear for them. And the worry-filled fear programming of the past, it wasn't even a blip on their radar. It was gone. And in this safe space, Florence's students were loved. They felt the love. They felt the oneness with the divinity. They shifted to full awareness of the love that was their essence. And from this space, they were empowered. Because from here, there was no past, only the present. And from the passionate, joy-filled emotions of the awareness of this moment, of this present moment, they magnetized to them the future that they wanted, the future they felt themselves experiencing. Manifestation of what they wanted was inevitable for the student, and the father were one. So, of course, whatever they wanted was made manifest as their life experience. It crystallized into form. The full awareness of their empowered energy, the passionate emotion within the space of their field of potentiality, their kingdom of perfect ideas, they crystallized to the external what they saw themselves experiencing. They had blocked out doubt, uncertainty, and fear, and they held fast to the limitless possibility and the universe, their kingdom, magnetizing to them what they wanted or better. Lauren stated in the 12th chapter, Catch Up With Your Good, that most people are in a fog. Well, why is that? Well, this is why. First of all, as I've said so many times, that I sound like a record that's skipping. When we're stressed, we hold our breath. And when we hold our breath, we don't think clearly because our brain's not getting enough oxygen and our brain can feel like it's in a fog. Plus, when we're in a state of stress, like we've talked about before, we're in a state of fight or flight. We're in survival mode, trying to outrun a predator. But there is no predator. There really isn't anyone or anything trying to kill us. And as a result, there is no realization of being safe from the predator. So the fight or flight rush of cortisol continues, doping our body and our brain. And our brain's trying to figure out what to do. It's firing in all different directions, subconsciously trying to figure out how to feel safe, while jumping back and forth from one problem to another with no real solution. It's like a lightning storm going off in our brain. So there is no clear thinking. Our brain is a mass of chaos in a fog. So how do we stop the fog? We calm our brain down. We take deep calming breaths and focus on your heart. We shift our focus to the blessings in our life. Gratitude. We ask ourselves, is there a grizzly bear chasing you? No. Is your body safe? Yes. Feel your body. Feel where your bottom sits in the chair and your feet on the floor and your back against the back of the chair. Feel it. And take a deep breath and focus on the beating of your heart. And meditate. Raising your vibration to that frequency of love, syncing with the superconscious higher self as one with the divinity within. These are the action steps in the Quiet Your Mind exercise I learned from Deepak Chopra, and I begin all our meditations with. It takes less than 3 minutes to engage your senses and shift the energy within you to a higher vibration. Less than 3 minutes to quiet your mind from that electrical storm. And remember, when you shift your energy to the higher vibration of the frequency of love, the low vibration of fear energy can no longer engage with you. And if you're not in a place where you can close your eyes and meditate, meditate through your breath. Through being in that conscious awareness of this moment. And your conscious choice to shift your energy to consciously calm your mind, it activates. And then when you can commit fully to a vibration-raising meditation, oh my gosh, do it. From the higher vibration of love energy, we bring to pass what already is. We access universal mind. You know, your field of potentiality, quantum field, the kingdom that is the realm of perfect ideas. We access through the vibration of your energy. You access this space and manifest through you what you wish to experience or better. But you have to make the conscious choice, and sometimes we get so bogged down in something that's happening that it's almost like you can't see the forest for the trees because you're stuck. Just do your best to remember that, wait a minute, I have the power here. I can make a difference. I can make another choice. Because no matter what energy you're experiencing, when you immerse yourself in that energy, your emotions and feelings magnify the energy. So if you're worried and you're worrying passionately, I mean, is there any other way to worry? Really? Well, you magnify that energy to attract to you more experiences of that energy. And if you're elated, excited, and passionately joyful, you magnify that energy of joy and attract to you more experiences of that energy. So, if you've just gotten news of an adverse situation, allow yourself to have the eyes to see through the darkness of that adversity to the light of love. Stop the pre-programmed negative mind chatter and allow yourself to have the ears to hear solutions and opportunities that create the higher outcome. Remember, where you focus your energy, your thoughts, and your emotions, where you focus them, you'll magnify to you more of those feelings and emotions that result in physical world experiences of your focused energy. Your thoughts go out into the universe, and then your emotions generated by those thoughts attract to you life experiences. If you're feeling the emotion of worry or anxiety, does that emotion belong in your future? None of us want to do that. So tell that emotion it's not welcome anymore. And choose to feel differently. You have the power within you to change that emotion. No matter what your life looks like, you have the power to improve your life. And that improvement begins by changing your thoughts and shifting your emotions. Every time that I've decided to create a new life for myself, the first step is always to stop thinking the thoughts of how much I don't like what's happening around me and consciously choose to be the love vibration of what I want to experience and live from that vibration, even though there's no sign of my new life in sight. I understood for the universe to be able to move me, to physically move me, if I wanted to move, I had to already be living my new life within myself of wherever it is I wanted to be. I had to feel the freedom, feel the safety, feel and be the happiness. And through those feelings, those emotions, the power, the passion of those feelings and emotions, miracles happened. Miracles happened every time. The truth is, and you really need to grasp this, you're vibrating in either fear energy or love energy. It is never, ever, ever both. Never, ever both. So what are you manifesting today? What are you attracting to you through the vibration of the energy within you? Have you decided what you really want your life to feel like? And if so, are you feeling that emotion within you throughout your day? Do you say affirmations and then hang out in the pit of despair, struggling with anxiety? That would mean love vibration through the affirmations for about an hour, maybe, and then 15 hours or so of despair and anxiety. How do you think that'll work out? Make the conscious choice and say, no, I'm not going to live in that awful energy anymore. The anxiety stops now. To manifest the life you want to live your version of heaven on earth, turn that equation around. Spend 15 hours each day in love and then see how that works out for you. Miracles, left and right. Start with an hour. Tomorrow do hour and a half. The next day, 2 hours. If you improve your life by 10% every day, your energy, how you spend your energy, how you feel your energy, how you, what energy you're exuding out to the world by 10% every day, in 90 days, you're 90% better. What would life look like then? Okay, so we are going to experience the love meditation treatment. So I'm going to go ahead and start that. We begin by quieting our minds. So just get comfortable with your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap, and just close your eyes and take a really deep breath and just focus your attention on your heart. With another deep, slow breath, shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace to your heart those things that you're grateful for. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with another deep breath, we ask the angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth to surround us now, to surround us with the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. So just take my hand and that of an angel, and together we all form a circle of love. And together we set the intention to connect with the love of the divinity. Together we hold the safe, sacred space to shift from fear energy to the highest vibration of love. And we claim and use the power within to fulfill our square of life. And now whisper through the breath of God, I release the need to hold on to thought patterns and beliefs that no longer serve me. I now transform all energy of fear to the highest vibration of love in all directions of time. I release pain and suffering of the past and infuse all with love. I forgive what I've been holding in unforgiveness and infuse all with love. And now just breathe deeply and focus on the experience of the breath. Take a slow, deep breath and just focus on your heart. And just allow yourself to feel it beating. Beating as one with God. Just breathe in deeply and see our circle surrounded with God's beautiful white light of grace. That beautiful shimmering white light of love of the highest order. And this beautiful light, this beautiful light of God swirls with that glowing mist of love. Here is your safe space, free of physical world fears. You are free. You are made in God's likeness. You hold the divinity of God within you. You are one. God is always good enough. You are good enough. Breathe in the love of this truth as it swirls in the divine light. From this safe space, you are limitless. The physical world can no longer hold you down. You are good enough to live your happy, fulfilled square of life. And now place in the center of our circle your life as it is today. Place in the center of the circle your worries, your anxieties, your fears. They are no longer your burden to carry. We cast these burdens on the Christ within our circle, and we go free. Your fear, the anger, the frustration, the outrage. All that pain now resides in the center of the circle. And now Archangel Michael, ever so gently, cuts the threads, the chains, and the cords from you to the pain of this fear energy in the center of the circle. He cuts them. And he sets you free.
And now place in the center of the circle the life you want to live. Your fulfilled square of life. Place it here in the center of the circle. The joy, the happiness, the magnificent health, the tremendous financial flow, the loving relationships. Your perfect self-expression. All the desires of your heart. And now we all send love. Love from our hearts to the center of the circle, to this life that you dream of, and this life becomes reality. Your happy, fulfilled square of life. Allow yourself to feel it, to feel that joy of all your dreams fulfilled. Breathe in that joy, that swirling mist of love and joy. Breathe it in. And so it is. You are one with God. As you breathe in deeply of the gentle swirling mist of light, as you breathe in deeply of this breath of God, you feel that full shift, the love. Breathe it in. Repeat after me. Now is the appointed time. Today is the day of my amazing good fortune. The long arm of God reaches out over people and conditions, controlling the situation and protecting my interests. I am free of physical world limitations. I am divinely led. I follow the right fork in the road. God makes a way where there is no way. Now all that's mine, by divine right, reaches me under grace. And we ground into this energy, into this experience, locking it in. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into the soils of Mother Earth. And these roots travel down to that core healing light of love at the center of Mother Earth. and wraps around a black tourmaline sphere. Solid, anchored, fulfilled. And with a deep breath, just pull that loving, healing light back up through the soils, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And just take a deep breath and expand with that healing love of God and Mother Earth within your heart. And throughout your body, you are one with God, attracting to you only experiences of love of the highest order. You are love. You are one with God. Through the love of the divinity within you, you are the giver and the gift. You are limitless. Today is the day of your amazing good fortune. The long arm of God reaches out over people and conditions, controlling the situation and protecting your interests. You are free of physical world limitations. You are divinely led. You follow the right fork in the road. God has made a way where there is no way. And all that's yours, by divine right, reaches you now under grace in miraculous ways. Long arm of God reaches out over people and conditions, controlling the situation and protecting my interests. The unexpected happens. My seemingly impossible good now comes to pass. And so it is. So let's recap. From a new perspective, we've examined the kingdom, the realm of perfect ideas, our quantum field of limitless possibility, and for lack of a better term, we call this the space. We've gone deeper into our thoughts and the energy of expectancy our emotions play in our manifesting process, and how powerful incorporating the vibration of music is. We now know when to recognize brain fog, what it is, and how to relieve it. And now we're more open to having the eyes to see and the ears to hear, so we can more easily access the path of guided intuition. And it's crystal clear now that we are not and never have been separated from God by sin. We're not alone. We are the spiritual essence of the greater consciousness of God. We are spiritual beings made in the likeness of His energetic vibration. We are love incarnate. I cannot emphasize this enough. Make the conscious choice as to what energy you will be every day. When you choose to be the vibration of love energy and you achieve it, your life changes. Miracles happen. So your homework is to read the last two chapters, Rivers in the Desert and the Inner Meaning of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And again, as always, write in your manifesting playbook every day. Use those daily journal pages. It will support you to know when your energy's dipping. It'll support you to consciously choose to be the love vibration of energy. It will support you to see where you didn't use it and what you can do now to overcome that and to stop the triggers that shove us back into fear energy. Okay, so this completes our class.